We are in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin writing the Parshias, and we are up to Sif Yutes. We'll be doing just Sif Yutes, and the Mechaber reads, B'tchilas haksiva yomer b'fiv, before he begins writing, he should say, he should actually vocalize this, Ani kosev l'shem kedushas tefillin. I am writing this l'shem kedushas tefillin. That's one halacha. In other words, tefillin have to be written lishma, and the way to write it lishma is before you start writing, you say that you're writing l'shem kedushas tefillin. Then he goes on and says, milvad zeh, there's a second halacha. B'chol pam shekosef askara, every time he's about to write the shem Hashem, tzarech lomer shekosef l'shem kedushas Hashem, he's got to write that l'shem Hashem. So that every part of the tefillin has to be written l'shem kedushas tefillin, the Shem Hashem must additionally be written L'Shem Hashem. So he's got to first say, I'm writing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, and then as he's about to write the Shem, say, I'm writing the Shem L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Every time he writes the Shem, he's got to go and say that again. If there are two Shemists next to each other, Mishnah Berurah says that there he does not have to say it twice. If there's nothing in between, then he could just write the Shem and then another Shem without saying it twice. But if there are other words in between, he's got to say it a second time. So it says, the Ramah, the Yesh Omrin, the Sagi Geshemachshev Shechosev Asaros Lishma. The Ramah wants to say that if you initially said, you actually verbalized, you vocalized, you said it with your mouth, you said L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, but when it came to the Shemis, you only thought L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, that is sufficient. That means making the Shem L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin required actual speech, saying it, whereas the additional lishma for l'shem Hashem, that could be done by machshava. Ho v'hotzi b'tchilas haksiva b'fiv sagi b'hachi. Since at the beginning he said l'shem kedushas tefillin by mouth, this will be enough. V'yesh l'hakal b'di'evid. You can rely on this b'di'evid. Says the Ramok, k'shabal l'namnim. If you're dozing off, lo yichtov. That's not a time to write. Deina kosav oz b'chavana. Aside from making sure you got all the letters right, you also have to have kavana. And the fear is that you're not going to have kavana. Now, l'chatchila, before you start every parsha of tefillin, each and every parsha of tefillin, one is supposed to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. Whereas, if you said l'shem kedushas tefillin, when you started writing and you're writing parsha after parsha, that is also sufficient. How about the shemus? What happens if when you begin writing, you say, I hereby am Makadesh all the Shemis. Every time I write Hashem's name, I want it to be L'Shem Hashem. Is that sufficient or not? There are two opinions. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the ideal would therefore be that before you start writing, you should say, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, I am also being Makadesh all the Shemis, and then every time you write the Shem, you should say, I'm being Makadesh the Shem as well. What do you gain by this? In a situation where you will later be unsure, was I Makadesh the Shem? You can always fall back on the initial general Kedushas Hashem that you did before you started. Because here you're left with a Svek Sveka. Suffik, maybe that works. And even if it doesn't, you may have said it. So if you're unsure, you can rely on the initial one. But if you're not unsure, you cannot rely on that initial one. So that you really should have Kavana for both of them. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down one more chiddush, and that is that when you are separating connected letters, you should say that you're doing this l'shem kedushas tefillin. Even though, were this an act of writing, it would not be sufficient because the halacha is v'chasa v'lo v'chokak, that would be considered chok yirechos. Nevertheless, since you're being machshir the Sefer Torah with it, you have to say l'shem or the tefillin, l'shem kedushas tefillin. That means ksiva is one issue, being machshir is another issue. Whatever you're doing to be machshir, even if it's by separating letters by scraping, that must be done l'shem kedushas tefillin, and you should bepeh say, I'm being machshir these letters l'shem kedushas tefillin.